Hey, Russell, how you doing?
Hello? I'm great. How you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, Russell, Ron Rivera was just talking about how they brought you in for an interview before the draft. Obviously, things worked out where you were able to go somewhere and be a starter. But at the time, was that kind of, was that kind of encouraging or enticing to think about coming and kind of running like a cam type of package here?
Well, I'm from the East Coast and I played at NC State, so I know a lot about the Carolina Panthers and everything, and it's a good organization and everything. So, yeah, I definitely, thought it'd be a good situation and everything, but obviously I've been blessed to be a Seattle Seahawk, and there's, I love it here. It's a great situation for me. It's a blessing to play here.
How was your visit? What do you remember specifically about your time in Charlotte?
Just more than anything, that is, a place that I was very familiar with, and obviously had a really good team with good players. Obviously, Cam Newton and everything like that too as well. And so I also I've gotten to know Mike Shula over the years and everything. So he's a really good coach and good person as well. So just to know them and to remember that, and just kind of think about my experiences just being on the East Coast is pretty cool. But it's a great situation for me. Like I said earlier, I'm so blessed to be where I am now and to have this opportunity. And it's going to be great coming back to Carolina and playing there in North Carolina and obviously playing against the Panthers.
Hey, how'd you know Shula?
Well, I got recruited by Alabama. That's when I first met him, when I was coming out of high school. And, I met him then, and he remembered me and everything. And then just over the past years, I've seen him a lot more and more and just kind of gone from there.
Russell, going back a few years, can you talk about your decision to pick football over baseball?
Well, it was a tough decision for me to pick football over baseball, because I was already in baseball, and it was one of those things where I had another year left and everything, and NC State they told me they had moved on or whatever, and so I wanted to figure out what was best for me and my life and my family and everything. And so what I did was I just prayed about it a lot, and made the decision to play football and just focus on football. And when I made that decision, I was so happy, so ecstatic. Obviously, I ended up transferring to Wisconsin. It was a great experience for me. But, I wouldn't trade all my experiences or anything for anything in the world. I've been very, very grateful to be where I've been and where I am now and where I'm going.
Russell, when you were in Gastonia, baseball and football were still kind of jockeying for what was going to be your career. What do you remember about that month in Gastonia? And I talked to Dr. Gile this morning, talked about how a lot of the people there still stay in contact with you.
Well, yeah, I am. I stay in contact with all those people just because, Dr. Randy Gale and that gal, they're so close to me, and they've come to a lot of my games, whether they're at NC State or Wisconsin, and I know they're coming to this game as well. And so just to have that whole experience is really remarkable. All those people for the Gastonia Grizzlies were really great people. Just the area of Charlotte was an awesome area as well. Obviously had a lot of NC State fans obviously in that area too, but the Gales did such a good job of just mentoring me and just helping me out during that whole experience. And like I said earlier, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
When you were in Gastonia, you're roughly 20 miles away from this stadium. Did you ever come over here at Bank of America Stadium, or what kind of interaction with Panther fans did you have when you were down here?
Yeah, I came over there once. And I actually had never been to an actual game there, if I remember right. Yeah, I've never been to an actual game there. I just went over there to see the stadium once. Obviously, it's a beautiful stadium and everything, and the city of Charlotte's, terrific too as well. But I just, I have those memories of all that. It's going to be a new experience for me now, coming from the West Coast all the way back to the East Coast. It's going to be a great game, a great battle, a great showdown, obviously. Two great teams going after it.
What's this season been like for you, four games in? You've had your ups and downs, I guess. How do you feel about what you've done?
I feel like I've definitely improved and done well. There's things where, you want to improve on and everything. You just want to keep fighting, keep playing, so you just got to stay positive and you just keep working. And it's a process, and you got to respect the process and understand that there's going to be ups and downs. But the key is just having a lot more better days than worse days. And the way you control that is by your attitude and by the way you go about your business every day. And that's the one thing that I've always done, is just keep a strong, positive attitude and just I love what I'm doing. And when you love something, when you really love playing the game of football. There's no greater thing than to work at it every day. You know, every morning I get to wake up and try to be great. You know, that's my goal, is to be great one day, and it's a process, and you just keep pushing and keep reaching for that experience.
Cam Newton said the biggest jump he had to make is from thinking to just reacting. Once you can react, it all comes easier. How much are you thinking, and how much of it is just natural reaction right now?
Well, I think that's a huge part. You know, obviously, when you the more experience you get, the people say the slower the game gets. That way, you know, you're just reacting all the time. And you know, I'm not really thinking too much. You know, to be honest with you, it's more so of just, you know, getting the flow of the game and everything. You just got to keep practicing and keep working at it. And during these games, you know, that experience really helps. You know, from all the way from the preseason to the place I'm at right now in terms of just the game experience, I feel so much better, felt so much stronger. Obviously, I started on a lot of games in college, which definitely helped too as well. And so, you know, my poise and my confidence, you know, never wavers. You know, I'm really relaxed out there, and that's always going to have to be.
Russell, when you got drafted by Seattle, I'm sure you had to look at this game as a potential homecoming. How many people are coming down, and how many tickets did you have to round up?
Well, there's so many tickets. I told people they may want to find their own, just because I wouldn't be able to count. I wouldn't be able to focus on the game. So there's probably a good, there's probably a good 50 people coming that I know of that are family, friends, or family, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot more that I don't even know of.
And when you saw that game on the schedule, I would imagine you wouldn't have imagined you'd be a starting quarterback in the game.
No, I definitely, I always have a great imagination. You know, I've always had that now. I always have confidence in myself. I knew there was an opportunity where I could potentially start and play in this game, and I'm definitely excited about it. It's one of those things where, you know, I don't want the emotions of coming back home or anything like that to affect me at all. I'm just going to go out there and play ball. You know, and that's what you got to play. That's what you got to think, and that's what you got to process things.
Russell, you talk about the Panthers' defense. They had a pretty good showing. I mean, in terms of the pressure last week, at least, they had 7 sacks and kind of disrupted Ryan a little bit. Obviously, had problems in the secondary, but can you talk about their defense?
Well, they have tremendous, you know, front seven that's getting to the quarterback, obviously, as you saw this past weekend, and they did a great job of that on the road and everything. So you have to be able to block it up and protect it up and get the ball out on time with rhythm and an accurate ball. You know, they have talent on the back end as well too. They've made some plays and obviously you know, they have Gamble, who's a guy who's experienced. They have Munderland, who's experienced too as well, and then the other guys on the back end too. You know, so, and they have, you know, obviously the rookie who's, you know, doing a good job stepping in. Josh Norman, I believe his name is, but he's actually trained with him at IMG, so I know him pretty well and stuff, and so I've gotten to know him over the past year. But, you know, they have a lot of talent. You know, they can move around extremely well. You know, Luke Kuechly's done a great job of making plays, obviously, as a rookie, and, you know, I used to play against him, obviously, NC State versus Boston College, so I know him extremely well, and just he does a great job, and same with the rest of the guys on their team.
Thank you, Russell.
Right. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. Go Hawks.